this week I got the shock of my life. I found out that one of the most crime happeningest places in Eugene is at the Social Security office. Batch, I wasn't even ready for that. I mean, I'm going to the Social Security office because I need to get a replacement Social Security card. And as you walk in, you have to pick this number out this machine because I guess they, you know, decide who is next by number. And then you pass by and have to have your bag inspected by a Social Security guard, a.k.a. a Eugene policeman. And when I saw that motherfucker, I did a double take because I was like, I wasn't ready to see the police at the Social Security office. So I sat there and thought about it, and I was wondering what a Social Security guard was needed at the Social Security office for. And then I discovered that I had gotten there a half hour before they were supposed to close. All the seats were still filled, which meant I would have been there well after closing time to get my paperwork in for my Social Security card. I didn't want to stay. So on my way out, I stopped by the security guard desk. And I was like, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm working here. And I said, I know that, but what are you doing here? This is the Social Security office. It's not like somebody's going to steal money. He said, oh, that's simple. The reason why I'm here is because people will come in here, pick one of them tickets, and sit down. And sometimes when they feel like they've sat long enough, they will get up and test me. They will get up and act a pure fool because they're tired of waiting. And that's where I come in. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, they get down like that at the Social Security office? And he said, yeah, it happens at least once a week, but more often it happens more than that. And I was shocked because I did not know they get down like that at the Social Security office. So I had to tell the motherfucker, I was like, look, I didn't get to get my Social Security card today. What I need for you to understand is that I'm coming back tomorrow. And when I do, if some shit pop off while I'm up in here and you see me fighting, I'm on your side, Mr. Police Officer. Please don't tase or shoot me. I'm fighting for you. Nigga, we in this together. And this has been a TGD Mini.